Stone & Tile Show is proud to be sponsored by the National Tile Contractors Association. The NTCA is a leading trade association in the tile and stone industry dedicated to professional installation of ceramic tile and natural stone. With more than 1,500 members representing thousands of installers, NTCA works hard to be a strong voice for proper installation and qualified labor. The association invests in a professional staff to provide technical support and assistance and offers free educational seminars and regional training opportunities around the country. To learn more about what the NTCA can offer for you or your business, go to the website www.tile-assn.com. That's www.tile-assn.com. Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the Stone and Tile Show. I am your host, Fred Houston, and if my voice sounds a little funny and I'm sniffling, coughing a little bit, that's because I just got over a bout with COVID, but I'm feeling good. It was a mild case. Hopefully everybody else is nice and healthy out there. What I wanted to talk about today is I had an interesting situation happen a few weeks ago. I got a call from someone that said that they just had their new tile. Well, actually, they said their tile was installed and the grout is soft. It's soft and powdery. Well, I mean, you know, we've discussed this on this show before, and, you know, we've talked about, you know, what could cause that, wrong type of grout, a whole list of different things can cause that. But I began asking my questions like I normally do, and I have a series of questions I ask people before I go out on the inspection. And lo and behold, they said that the tile was installed yesterday, so only 24 hours. And it brought me to the, I guess what you would say, the difference between drying of grout and curing of grout. And this is a subject I don't think I've hit on before, but it's a very important subject because there's a big distinct difference. And in order to understand that, we have to understand what grout is. Now, we know grout has come a long way. There's all kinds of additives being added to the grout nowadays. But in general, unless we're talking epoxy grout, a grout is basically Portland cement. It has a lot of additives in it. And I'm sure manufacturers will call and say, well, it's not just Portland cement. It has latex. It has acrylic. It has all these additives. Well, that is true. But the way grout cures is the same way that concrete cures. So what we need to do is step back and look at this a little bit in a little bit of detail. So what is the difference between drying and curing of grout? Okay, I'm going to discuss that. But in case you're listening live, and I know I gave everybody short notice, but the number is 323-870-3968. That's 323-870-3968. And I actually have this as an article on my website at stoneforensics.com if you don't happen to catch all of it here on this podcast. But basically, when we mix grout, and I want to talk a little bit about slaking in a little bit, but let's talk about the difference first between drying and curing and some of the factors that are influencing that as well. Drying is when water starts to evaporate from the mixture. So you go in, you mix your grout, you let it slake properly if it needs to be slaked. And as the water is evaporating outside of the grout, what happens is it goes from a wet, pasty consistency to start becoming solid. That's drying, but that's not total curing. That grout can still be soft. It can still be somewhat wet. It takes time for it to cure. How long does it take to cure? It depends. It depends on a number of factors that we're going to talk about in a minute. So full curing is, you know, when the grout reaches its maximum strength, which is important. Now, if you guys study concrete hydration, that's what happens when water evaporates and reacts with the grout. All the particles of the sand or whatever's in the grout actually bind together. And as the water's evaporating, it tends to hydrate and all these little particles blend itself together. That can take a very long time. It can happen very quickly, depending on the type of grout, what's putting the grout, and all these factors I'm going to talk about, or it can take a very long time. In this particular case, that grout didn't harden up for almost 2 weeks after the fact. After 2 weeks, it was extremely hard. So I've seen grout take up to, you know, several months to completely cure. As it gets older, it'll become harder, become more durable, just like a concrete slab will. So here are some of the factors that affect grout. First of all, it's the ambient conditions. I have seen guys, especially here in Florida, Texas, where it's, you know, in states that are really, really hot. They'll have the grout sitting out in a garage, which is very hot, especially right now in Florida. We're having temperatures that are reaching over 100 degrees with humidity added in. It feels like 112 degrees or hotter. And then they go into an air-conditioned space with this bag of grout, and they mix it right away. That's a no-no. You can have all kinds of problems with that, and that can be one of the reasons why your grout is not performing properly. So what you need to do is you need to bring that grout in the night before in the same condition you're going to apply it. So if it's sitting out in the garage, it's sitting in a shed somewhere, it's in the back of your truck or your van, you need to bring it in the day before and let it get acclimated to the humidity and temperature that's in that room that you're going to use it, which is extremely, extremely important. So remember, ambient temperature. The composition of the grout mixture is very important, which means, and I know I've preached this many, many times on this show, read the directions. How many of you actually carry a measuring cup with you to actually measure the amount of water that's put into your grout mixtures? This is extremely important. I've seen guys out there just pour their grout into a bucket, add water till they get the consistency they want, and they're good to go. And, you know, I experience guys that are using, you know, unmodified grout, and that, you know, might not be a problem for some of you, but in some cases it can be an extreme problem. So always measure your water. There's a reason the manufacturer puts the correct amount of water in there, and some of it has some playroom. I know one particular grout that I looked at lately actually has a allows you to add more water if you need a little bit wetter consistency after it has slaked. So again, read the instructions. What else affects the curing would be the thickness of the application. If you have a very, very thick grout joint in there, what will happen is it'll cure from the top to the bottom, and this can be a problem. I've also seen guys do layering where you end up putting a little bit of grout in a joint, filling it, say, halfway, letting it dry for a few hours, and then come back and putting more grout on top of it. You end up with, just like you would in pouring a concrete the same way, by pouring a slab, half the slab today, and then coming back and pouring the second half the next day, you end up with what we call a cold joint. Now, there's a separation in that grout layer, and then what happens is that first layer, that top layer, can come off. So your thickness of your application is extremely important. If it's extremely thick, you don't need to put grout all the way through there. You can use backer rods or whatever, like you do in some shower. So extremely important. You need to, and I mentioned this in the very beginning, time consideration. You know, you need to explain to your customer, to your client, that it can take time for this grout to harden. It may take months to get really, really hard. I mean, obviously it won't take, you know, months to reach a state where they can use the floor or the backsplash or whatever, but it does take time. You know, generally I like using the 28-day rule. You know, after 28 days, if there's a problem with a grout and it's not obvious what it is, wait 28 days and come back and check it and see if that grout has cured at all. It should have if everything has been done properly. You've mixed the right amount of water. It's not overmixed, all kinds of things, et cetera. So your best practices for drying and curing a grout is, number one, follow the manufacturer's recommendation. Again, this is extremely important. Read the directions. Ambient temperature. In other words, bring that grout inside to the same conditions where you're going to apply it. You want the same temperature and the same humidity. Proper mixing ratio, making sure you measure the amount of water, the type of water. And that can get all kinds of situations where, you know, here in Florida, we have well water, and these shallow wells have a lot of iron in it. And I've seen grout discolor because you're using the wrong water. You're using water with a lot of iron in it. It's a whole nother problem. And then you have controlling the thickness, and be patient. You know, as long as you've read the directions, do everything according to what is supposed to be done, that's extremely important. Now, that brings me to the next topic when it comes to grout, and that is slaking. And this is extremely important. So what is slaking? Slaking is that time that after you've mixed your water, after you've mixed your grout, you want to let that grout sit for 5 to 10 minutes. And again, read your instructions. Some grouts don't need slaking, others do. And what this basically does is it improves the workability. It allows all the particles in the grout mixture to absorb the water, so you need some time. You know, of course, after flaking, sometimes you can add a little bit of water, but the directions will tell you this. Properly slaking the grout will also help reduce any shrinkage that occurs. If you mix your grout right away and use it right away, sometimes what will happen is that water evaporates away, it can actually shrink. And again, I want to remind everybody that's listening to this, is we're talking about cement-based grout, Portland-based grout, not epoxy grout. Epoxy grout's a whole different story. Letting it slake will enhance the bond strength. It'll give you more uniform color. It allows all the dyes and everything to blend properly by slaking. It'll actually minimize efflorescence. Will it totally eliminate it? That depends, and that's a whole other topic for another show. But again, it'll help minimize. And then it gives you time to adjust the consistency. If you've added the proper amount of water, you let it slake for the 5 or 10 minutes or whatever the package says, and it's not, you just don't like the consistency, you can always add more water, you know, per the direction. So I just wanted to come in here, give you a short little podcast on why this is important, because you're going to run into the situation or the question, how long does it take the grout to dry? Drying and curing are completely different. Alrighty, folks, that's it for this week. Again, I'm getting over COVID here a little bit, so I want to keep this short and to the point. But in the meantime, if you have any questions, you know, someone that wants to be interviewed on the show, the number to call me is my cell number, which is not the call-in number here. My cell number is 321-514-6845. Or you can send me an email at fhuston, F-H-U-E-S-T-O-N, at gmail.com. Until next week, folks, keep setting those tiles, polishing that stone, and fabricating those tops. Later, my friends. Thank you, Tough Skin, one of our gold sponsors. Marble etches and stains, Tough Skin guarantees it will not. Tough Skin provides a unique product and installation service anywhere in the USA with their proprietary stone laminate products. They protect marble countertops with an acid, oil, and waterproof guarantee. That's right, it's now possible to install marble, onyx, and travertine countertops without the worry of etching and staining from common household items like wine, lemon, coffee, or other acidic foods. People have been trying to figure this out for thousands of years, and Tough Skin Surface Protection has done it. Available in gloss and satin to match the countertop finish. Visit them online at toughskinprotection.com. That's TUFFskinprotection.com to learn more.